وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of talks for humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. Previously, in previous episodes, we talked about different characteristics of Ibadur Rahman, the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The characteristics that comprise the true and ideal image of a perfect human being. We said that Ibadur Rahman are the ones who repent, are the ones who do not participate in any sinful gathering. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they come up vain talk, pass by nobly. Meaning that when they face redundant talks, useless speeches, they ignore. They do not deal with that. They do not waste their time with that. I'm sure you have seen a lot the businessmen, the traders. Usually the businessmen, at the very beginning that they want to start a business, they have a startup capital, initial capital. Then they use that capital to make more profits and benefits. So if someone, for instance, spends his own capital without getting any benefits in exchange and in return, he will be a loser, right? He will be a loser. He will be in loss. Why? Because he has lost his capital. He is not able to continue his business anymore. So there was a capital and you have lost it. Human being in this world, every human being in this world, he owns and possesses a kind of capital. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to every human being a capital. Life, time, capabilities, talents, all of these are the startup capital of human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all this to us to make benefits out of them, to make profits out of them. So in case we use all of these capitals without gaining anything in return, we definitely are losers. And that is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly says in chapter Asr, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. Indeed, human being is in loss. Very frightening message of the verse. Indeed, human being is in loss. Why? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that human beings in general are in loss? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say that if you as a human being who has lots of startup capitals afforded and given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do not lose them, if you use them without getting and gaining anything, any profits in return, you are a loser. So give it a thought. I will come back after a short break. Welcome back, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Asr said that all human beings are in loss. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. O Prophet, say to the people, shall we inform you about the biggest losers in regard to works? هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. The biggest losers, do you want to know them? Who are they? الَّذِينَ, those whose endeavor goes awry and goes away in the life of the world while they suppose they are doing good. They lose whatever they had, but they think that they are doing good, they are doing well, they are doing perfect. They think that they are doing perfect, but they have no capital anymore. They have lost the whole capital they had. So the criterion for being a loser is that if you lose your capital, if you use your capital for nothing and your life is going to finish, you have lost your time, you've lost your capabilities, you've lost your life, you've lost your talents, you've lost everything, and at the gate of death, at the gate of death, if anyone asks you, okay, Sheikh, you have done a lot, you have spent a lot, you have wasted a lot, you had lots of talents, you had lots of time, you had pretty time for doing everything. Now, you are at the gate of death. What have you gained in return? If you say nothing, if you say, I have nothing to take with me for the next world. Yeah, I have gained money, I've gained house, I've gained car, I've gained children, I've gained wife, I've many things. But all of them are going to stay here. None of them am I taking them to the next world. So they are nothing. By profit, by benefit, we mean something that you can take with you to the next world so it can benefit you in the next world. Now that you have nothing to take with you to the next world, literally you have nothing. So, Sheikh, you have lost everything and the whole 60, 70 years in this universe, you have used all of them, you've used all of your talents, you have used everything you had, you lost all of your capital, and you have nothing to take with you to the next world. Therefore, definitely you are a loser. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. So the criterion for being a loser is the one who uses all of his capital without gaining beneficial thing. Working for nothing. Spending time for nothing. Living for nothing. So this prerequisite point I elaborated because I'm going to talk about this and connect this to the verse, inshallah, in the next episode. Thank you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alam. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah,
beside me, I'll be standing on my own. Blessing me with your mercy is all.